Now let's hear the new generation of an aging song. It's a song produced 30 years ago to raise money for people in Africa.
And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time.
Pop stars ranging from Bono to Bananarama recorded Do They Know It's Christmas? The occasion was Ethiopian famine. Now the song's co-writer, Bob Geldof, has released a new version. It's raising money to help the fight against Ebola. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports it's also raising the blood pressure of its critics.
Maybe partly because Bono is back? Because of course he is, along with fresher faces like One Direction.
It's Christmas time.
At a press conference earlier this month, Bob Geldof said he updated the lineup of musicians as well as the actual song.
We had to tweak the lyrics so that they're less about hunger.
But Geldof's critics say he just swapped a bunch of cliches about famine in Ethiopia for ones about disease in West Africa.
Where a kiss of love can kill you, and there's death in every tear.
Where a kiss of love can kill you, and there's death in every tear. It's kind of an amazing line.
Amazingly dumb, says Aaron Beatty. He studies African literature and wrote an essay about the song for Al Jazeera Online.
It turns Africa into a kind of cartoon.
Rob Tell Paley agrees. She was born in Liberia, the country most affected by Ebola. She says, Do They Know It's Christmas reduces Africa to a place of despair and Africans to helpless victims.
And in need of Western saving.
And in our world of plenty.
The song's patronizing, says Paley, beginning with its name, Do They Know It's Christmas.
Yes, we know it's Christmas.
Paley also points to Geldof's nearly all-white lineup. How hard would it have been, she wonders, to have included a few of the African musicians who've been singing about Ebola? Profits from this song are going to Doctors Without Borders. Compared to Do They Know It's Christmas, it's less schmaltzy and less successful. According to Bob Geldof, his song raised more than $1 million within a few minutes of its release. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.